Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
It's raining outside.
Yeah, it is very, very rainy here on a Tuesday. It is going to be like this, I think, all day and maybe much of this week. Maybe.
Dumb opening line from me there.
I want to check. Is it going to be like that all of this week or most of this
week? No, it's just today.
Just today.
It is really just today. And I'm perfectly fine with that because then we get some of that good fall feeling weather.
I was going to say, looking ahead now, it actually feels like October finally arrived.
Yes.
It took to the 7th, but it arrived.
It took a week.
Yeah.
It legitimately took a week. And you know what? Fine.
Not
summer
bad.
Always does this where it has its last hurrah. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's in the last week of September. But it decided, we're going to grab a couple days.
Right. We got a few more days left in us. And to be fair, it took a little while for the warm weather to arrive for the summer. So
there was a week, what was it, in June that I was wearing this same hoodie?
Yeah. So you know what?
It's actually... Yeah, that's how the profile picture is born. I'm wearing this.
Yeah.
So and I'm face-palming.
That's fine. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Monday Night Football was really good. Really good. Jacksonville takes down the Chiefs 31-28. Trevor Lawrence, real quick on him. He had an interesting game, to say the least. An interesting game. He had both hilarious lows where you're like, yep, he doesn't have it. His processor is very slow, what have you. But he also had plenty of great moments, including that final drive. He has a pass to Travis Etienne that is just unbelievable. It's on that last drive.
Yep.
I think it's like a 28, 30-yard pass. It's unbelievable. If you can find it, it's on that last drive. He has two rushing touchdowns. Has a bad pick that probably should have been called for pass interference. He had another pick that he threw that was called for pass interference late in the game. But now the Chiefs are 0-3 in these games decided by one score. They were 11-0 last year. And, well, it does not take the sting out of a bad loss for the Bills. It really doesn't. Ultimately, looking around the league, even just this last week, there's a reason why there's no 5-0 teams, that all the undefeateds ended before the end of October. We don't have a team that really threatens like we did last year, or really even most years, where it feels like you at least get to like 7-0, 8-0, right. something along those lines. You never got there. Everyone has done it 4-0. And now, to be perfectly honest, I've been saying this for at least the last week or so, I wonder how many truly great teams we have through the first 5 weeks. Again, it's through the first 5 weeks. Things can radically change in the next month or so, even less than 3 weeks. But so far, I think for me it's Detroit, and it's because they're somewhat of a known thing now. Maybe in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. maybe, just because, I mean, they keep beating the hell out of bad teams. Like, credit to them. Part. They're playing a not great schedule, but they are whooping everybody that they play. They, you know, the one game they play a really, really good opponent in the Rams, they don't win there. Although they did beat Denver, if I remember correctly, Indianapolis. So, I mean, they've got some juice there. My issue with them is it's Daniel Jones at quarterback, and I do wonder how much of a ceiling there is there. But we've seen some quarterbacks have these revitalizations in their second or third stop after falling out where they were drafted. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. We'll get to those two in a little while.
You mentioned those three names, though, and it's like maybe there is this finer art toward quarterbacking and where patience and taking some time off is something that needs a proper balance to it, and not just throwing any rookie in there just because of the fact that we need to find out if he's the answer now to save jobs. And I understand that desperation. Like, you're trying to save jobs, looking at the Giants, Jackson mm-hmm. Dart. He's been okay to start his first two games, so it does seem like there's something there. But then you look at last night's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. He's the only quarterback from his class that's not on a new team already, let alone the only one starting. Mac Jones starting in San Fran due to injury, but he's already on his third team. Trey Lance is on his third team. And Justin Fields is on his third team. Zach Wilson's on his third.
Like, yeah. They're 2021, all multiple stops now.
It's Trevor Lawrence and a bunch of dudes. But Lawrence, even, he has that terrible, no good, everything bad Urban Meyer rookie season. And he even puts it all into the same night. The best of Trevor Lawrence and the worst of Trevor Lawrence were all there in the same night. There is an interception that is not his fault of his own at all. You throw the slant pattern, you expect that player to be there. He got hit by a defender. And nothing was called.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also still bad Trevor Lawrence. There's a fine art about quarterbacks, and it's also still about, can you fine-tune it? What Kevin O'Connell did for Sam Darnold might have fixed him. But also, Darnold might have just had this all along, and the Jets were a terrible organization to work with.
Right. I've mentioned it. I think I'm getting close now to like 80, 85% of what matters for a guy's career is where he winds up. And I think that's really apparent with quarterbacks.
And Cam Ward is being...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thrown to the wolves with Brian Callahan, who's clearly not the guy, but then Arizona saved his job not once but twice in that day. Three times, Jonathan Gannon decided, I'm not going to use my timeouts until there's about 18 seconds left. You don't get to take them with you.
Yeah, he waited right to the end, and it just made no sense.
Made zero sense, and then the Titans were like, oh, now we can just kneel out and call our timeout and kick the game-winning field goal.
Yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, the Bills are going to get two interesting ones in back-to-back weeks. They just dealt with Drake May. May looked very good on Sunday night, and he looks to be ascending. And I think the Patriots have done, you know, upsettingly, things in the right way. They got a coach that is a very good culture builder in Mike Vrabel and did things with a lesser talent at quarterback in Ryan Tannehill, albeit Ryan Tannehill was a vet and really knew what he was doing in the league, so it worked out perfect. Then they get him Stephon Diggs, and they seem to be getting rid of some of the dead weight on the team. They are really, truly building it towards being Drake May's team, and they're 3-2, and they're sitting in a really good spot, and they've done something that the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa have not been able to do in their entire time in the league in beating Allen in Buffalo. Patriots did that. Now, next up, it is another interesting young quarterback, this time on the road in Atlanta, Michael Penix, and a very, very talented Atlanta offense, but they're very inconsistent. I will say, and I already mentioned it right off the rip, you know, this week kind of put in perspective that losses obviously are going to happen. I know, surprise, surprise, we all discovered fire this week. But I mean it in the sense of, like, bad losses are going to happen. My fear with the Bills, and I mentioned on the nightcap last night, is I wonder how many of these issues, though, are fixed in-house. They are dealing with a ton of injuries on defense. That much is very known. They are dealing with not what they want on defense. But in terms of the secondary, based off the injuries they've picked up, I don't know how those are going to look, quote-unquote, when these guys come back, because I don't know about Dorian Strong with his neck injuries. Now seeing a neck specialist, and that may be something that is going to end his year. McDermott spoke yesterday with the media and said that that was on the table. Then
neck
Harrison,
injuries, yeah.
Yeah. And Sal's mentioned a lot. Neck injuries specifically are a scary and difficult thing to deal with. You really don't know what's going on there. We'll see what happens. Then Max Harrison, LCL sprain, and we'll see what he's going to be when he comes back. He missed almost all of training camp. It almost would be unfair to expect anything other than what Rasul Douglas was 2 years ago, where they're just like, yeah, go stand there, go make a play, try to do something. Right. And not really learn the defense. That's probably not what's going to happen, but I always was entertained by that with Douglas, where he had a ton of picks, mainly because the team just threw him out there and was like, just go make a play.
Yeah.
Just do what you can after trading for
him. It's a little late for install.
Yeah. And while I've critiqued how the Bills have built their roster and you know, being the last few years, I can't really blame the secondary on him in at least this offseason. He's tried to build it. They've picked up injuries. Trey White was not their plan A. I think it would have been fine if he won it out of the battle out of camp. But I think the expectation was by around this time, if Harrison didn't pick up any injury, he was starting over him. You already saw it with Dorian Strong, that he was starting to pick up, you know, full series worth of reps where White was on the bench. They were starting to see that transition going. That's a sixth-round rookie. What happens with Harrison, who's a first-round pick, and was ultimately, at the time of his injury, head-to-head with him, maybe Trey White just surpassing him a little bit. So I can't totally blame that on him, but that's really my fear with the Bills. I think they're going to be better on defense, especially stopping the run. They already were pretty good against the Patriots on Sunday night. They're going to get Hoyt back. They're going to get Ogunjobi back. They're going to get Ed Oliver back. They're going to get pieces going. It's the secondary for me, Derek, that I'm nervous that they maybe won't do anything.
And not doing anything might also be Harrison's ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find out what we got here. That's our first round pick. And that's the logic that would be behind that sort of thing. And I also do believe in NFL rosters still at least wanting to be respectful. If Trey White is struggling as much as he is, I don't see them cutting him in week 5. Mostly because the other night, it wasn't just Trey White.
Oh, no. No, that's absolutely right.
And because of that, again, I don't see anything extreme going on in that regard. They need to find out what they have in Harrison. Harrison needs to be ready to go. If they make a move that tells me that Harrison's knee is actually worse than we all thought, that's what that tells me, 1,000%. Or they're already thinking a move ahead of like, oh, someone else is probably going to get hurt knowing our luck right now, which would be an interesting way to go about things, but
I don't know if it necessarily
not a bad
say,
one.
I don't know if it necessarily has to say that his knee is worse than maybe expected, but just
or
that
it's a slower timeline.
That it's a slower timeline, and they don't want to put him in a position that could get him screwed over, where it's just like he's not ready for this. Like he missed more camp than Cole Bishop did last year, and
right.
He's coming off a knee injury. It would probably not be in their best interest to just throw him out there, even if they need to.
Like, but if we're going on the Douglas side of things.
And that's the problem, too. Like, even last night, I know people were complaining about Trey White. And to be fair, I did, too. Like, watching his play right now is sad. But who else are you going to throw in there? Dane Jackson or Jamarcus Ingram? Are you sure your situation changes at all?
And I think it has to do with the fact of, like, yeah, they trade for Douglas and it's go ahead and make plays. You should be able to do the same with Harrison right now. Because he's been there for the install. He knows where he has to be. It's just more or less if they make a move, it is because the timeline is at a point where they don't feel good about it now. And it is about athletically, can we trust you?
Yeah, can we trust you right now?
It's not about the mental aspect. It is about your knee is a little bothersome. It took you a long time here. We don't necessarily love what we're seeing in practice, for example. Or, ready? It could be before the practice window even opens that the trade deadline has to come and go and you have to make a move.
Yeah.
You make a call. But if he's not practicing by the deadline, then you probably should be making
make a move. And we do know the team is not – well, I'm going to say they have not made a decision, but they kind of have made a decision on all three of the guys that are on IR. None of them are practicing yet. McDermott mentioned that again yesterday, so we're still waiting for that practice window to open up. You have 21 days once that happens to decide on putting the guy on the active roster or putting them on IR for the season. They're still waiting on that period. Also could be, though, they're just waiting for the bye week to have those 2 weeks to start ramping it up, as, you know, is probably the best for them to be able to do. The Bills may actually be one of the few teams that are benefited by an early bye. Usually you want it a little bit later. Maybe they're going to be benefited by that because you've played a lot of primetime games. The team might be just a little bit exhausted, maybe, like some fans are. I know Mike Shope has brought this up of, man, we are running into a wall here with how many primetime games we've had and big moments, what have you.
Here's your context.
You're having another one. It's Monday Night Football, and then you're onto the bye.
You and I are actually the living embodiment of this. Three out of the five games that the Bills have played this year, we have walked out of these studios at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, I can't wait for the bye week. I'm pretty pumped, and it's early.
I'm pumped to just not have to do this many primetime games. Because, again, I know I'm talking in a place where, like, I love doing this job. But 2:30 a.m. is still 2:30 a.m. And that always stinks no matter what you're doing. So I'm definitely looking forward to not having to do that for a little while. Like, even Monday night. It's a primetime game, but we're not going to have to be that late into it.
Yeah.
The 7:15 is such a beautiful thing.
It's such a bonus.
Such a boon. We're thriving now. But I think it's also because of the fact that they have been on primetime. They've been in front of America now for what will be four of their first six games. Am I getting this right?
I believe that's right, yeah. You look.
Mostly because I'm thinking about, like, oh, right, because Saints was 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why. So I just – all of that can finally go back a little bit. It's on the back burner. It's try to get back to just doing what you do.
Yeah, it's three of their first five, by the way. Three of their first five. It'll be four of their first six.
Four of their first six before this bye week are primetime games. You're not playing a typical schedule. And I don't think that that's had much to do about affecting their play.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that the team will welcome it a little bit of just getting back to a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, well, because they go on the bye, and then it's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right, good.
But then they have a lot of 4:25s coming up in the stretch. Or they're on the road at 1 o'clock. It's a sense of normalcy again. Like, yeah, 4:25 is still not the usual, but it's normal. And it helps. Going back to our main point, though, with this team of, like, if there's something about making a move, corner's got to be on the top of the list. And I know it's not the only position that plenty of us are going to be thinking about. What I am wondering is, how many can you even pull off with the cap that they have?
Well, with the cap, and also, this is not the NHL or Major League Baseball.
You can't put a guy on IR and get that cap room readily available to you.
Not even that. Where teams make multiple moves. Where you'll see one move happen, it's like, hey, they're not done. And you're like, yeah, no, obviously.
Trades are still coming in after 4 o'clock.
Right. You know, teams will make like one. And that'll be it. And you mentioned, I think part of it is the cap situation. Teams
they
really don't
have
that
money
much money
with.
To play with. And then two, you saw it last year and you saw it the year prior. They're bringing in somebody and kind of just seeing how it works in the short term. Russell Douglas, they're just like, hey, go out and make a play. Amari Cooper, they're trying to like point him to where he's supposed to stand and what route he's going to be doing for the first few weeks that he's there.
I do respect the type of moves they've made over the last 2 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, we're getting a guy that can try to make some plays, and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, they haven't been bad.
It's the athletic upside that they've been going for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, in that mentality, a rental policy. Douglas stays an extra year, but he doesn't seem to vibe with the system properly.
Yeah, it doesn't translate over to the next first full year.
But you get these guys that can try to make some plays for a short-term boon, and they know exactly what it is at that point. And even Douglas is a short-term stay, 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the type of move they've been making. It stinks that we need another one. Not just because we want it. It's because the team does seem to need it. It is because the team still seems to have these issues, like what we were talking about on the overtime show. What are the flaws that you can live with? What can I survive? What can this team survive? What is going to let me keep what remaining hair is on my head? And what are the issues that you have to actually go after at the deadline?
And I think corner right now, due to injuries, is becoming an issue you can't really have. Now, funny enough, that's the first game they're really killed in the passing game. For the most part this year, they are killed in the run game. But we had talked about it for a few weeks of, yeah, but how much is that just they're so bad at run defense, teams are just attacking the clear weakness. You saw a team with a quarterback and a wide receiver that could hit you, and they did. Now, it's not to say New England was perfect. Again, the Bills win this game if they don't turn the ball over three times. I think that is important to be stated.
It's a big thing to say.
Is that they won 23-20, and they won the turnover battle pretty comfortably. The Bills turn the ball over in the red zone and right at, what, their 10-yard line? Those are two huge turnovers that swing that game. I do want to preface this, though, that even if they were 5-0, we'd all be having the same issues. But I did mention to Nate on the post game. A loss, though, almost made it bearable to even discuss, where before it almost felt like inappropriate to be bringing up issues because you'd be 4-0 or 5-0. Now they're 4-1, and it kind of just is like, okay, we need to now discuss this. The corners are not playing to their level. And we're bringing up Trey White a lot, but Derek, I know you mentioned as well, it's not just White. Benford is not playing to his contract. Really, none of the guys they signed this offseason are playing up to their contract, realistically. On defense, I mean. And that is a big problem. And that's also where I am pointing to, okay, you got to make a move then. If this is going to be how it is, where you've got big injuries and your depth is being tested and your one clear starter is not playing up to his level that has maybe been set as a precedent for Benford, then you've got to make the move. I think we're going to learn a lot at Atlanta. This might be kind of like the Jets game last year where, okay, yeah, it's very clear they need a receiver. They lost two straight, Houston, Baltimore. Then they play the Jets, and it was like, okay, this is clear. They need a receiver. This year, it's going to be, okay, you danced around with some of these teams that are not very good. Then you lost to the Patriots. What's this Atlanta game going to be like? You're playing Drake London, who's a great young receiver. You've got Bijan Robinson, who is one of the best running backs in football. Kyle Pitts. They've got weapons. Yes, they lost 30-0 to Carolina. The rest of their games, though, they've looked pretty darn good on offense. Not great, but pretty darn good on offense. It's going to be a big test for the Bills, and I think it's going to really tell us just what kind of move they should make, can make, what have you, because they're going to go into the bye, and it might be the perfect time to do it, to really be able to install what's going on.
Trade deadline, by the way, is November 4th. So it will be after the Week 9 games. Who do the Bills play in Week 9?
Kansas City. 803-0550, the number to call. Rich, Jim, we'll get to you after a quick timeout. We'll also touch on some hockey as the NHL season gets underway tonight. MLB playoffs have been fantastic. Toronto going for the sweep tonight against the Yankees. And we'll also have our primetime performers coming up at 11 o'clock. Should be a fun day on a rainy Tuesday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Start with Stefan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Things, because you know why? If you got a wide receiver that's hungry for pettiness, you got to feed him. Stephon Diggs went back to Buffalo. He wanted to show him that he wasn't to be played with, that he could still get down with the get down. And if Stephon Diggs is Cardi B, then the Buffalo Bills were Nicki Minaj.
Ryan Clark of ESPN. It's the tough thing when you're going to lose those games, by the way. When there's a little bit there, you're going to be the butt of some jokes.
What the fresh hell did any of that mean?
I don't know.
I'm officially old.
I just know you're going to be the butt of some of these jokes, and that's fine. That's fine.
I'm officially old. I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what that meant. That's fine. That's fine.
I just got to...
I mean, Nicki Minaj had a great career, by the way, so I think it's okay to be Nicki Minaj. Maybe not in this situation, but I think overall, maybe not bad. Maybe not bad.
Yeah, I just don't know the timing of said joke, for example, there, but, you know, I mean, I guess that makes me old. And I'm okay with that.
That's all right. You got to accept that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's pouring here on a Tuesday, but do want to let you know. Let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills and are now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. We are getting close to winter. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 4th, 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. That is going to be the thing, though. I mean, it's something we're going to have to deal with at least for the next few weeks. You did lose to them, and you're going to have to be the butt of some of those jokes. You're going to hear some of the shouty shows mention that, oh, the Patriots are back. It's their division now. Because to be fair, the division race is now going to be
– it's one game out.
Likely very close, especially when you look at both team schedules. Again, for me, I said it last night in the nightcap, I like Drake May in the future. I kind of even like him now. I don't know if current Drake May is going to be able to beat Josh Allen in a division race. On that, I just don't know, especially with these schedules. And even with the Bills not playing particularly good, they're still 4-1.
We are going to find out together.
803-0550, the number to call. Promise we'd get to the phones. And we'll start with Jim here. Jim, how are we doing?
Doing good. Pleasure to talk to you guys. How are you today?
Very well, very well.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Good, good. I will try to keep this short as humanly possible. I am wondering if we have a GM/coach problem. I'm not advocating for anybody to be fired or anything like that. But what I mean by that is, you know, it seems like with the draft, we have an issue with getting talent around Allen. Mm-hmm. And I know we've spent a number of years spending a lot of draft picks on defensive players, and a lot of them don't, you know, some of the later picks seem to pan out decently, except for this year, they're kind of disappearing, such as Benford. But then when I was on hold earlier, some of the other people, you know, were calling, and then, you know, my train of thought changed about a dozen different times. And they were talking about how, you know, Kincaid seems to come off the field when we need him most, and he's only getting played X number of snaps. And it seems like, you know, we never have enough cap room. It seems like a lot of players that we do have aren't at the same level as around the league. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Chiefs have built up good teams, and we spent so many picks on it, and, you know, where we had Russo, and we had Boogie Basham, and then we, you know, we drafted Kair, and we've had a lot of misses. And then, you know, we go and we get Kincaid, who, you know, we'll have to wait to see. But even with getting Coleman, it doesn't seem like we are getting the players that can really help Allen when we need it the most, because we've all watched the games. We've seen wide receivers not be able to separate. We've seen Allen scrambling around and trying not to get sugar high Allen. And, you know, do I love watching Superman Allen? Who doesn't? However, if we go out there and get on top of Jeremy White's, you know, wide receiver train, wouldn't the best way to help this team be by getting five wide receivers that can get lots of separation and can be game changers, and, you know, we still run the ball control offense, we still, you know, run the ball to set up the pass, vice versa, yet, you know, we have the ponies to go out there when we need it, because I'm very confused with a lot of what's going on, and I'm very nervous that this is setting up for us. Yes, maybe we finally get the first seed, but what if we get into the playoffs and, okay, they're not playing all these players because they want to get to the playoffs healthy, and we get there and they lay an egg because, you know, Trey White's still starting corner and I love Trey White to death, or Christian Benford doesn't step up, or Greg Rousseau doesn't do something, or Bosa. It is very frustrating, all of it, and I'm worried that this is going to be a repeat of the last couple of years. And then the last question, before I just listen, is one of my good friends that I tailgate with, I met him when he tried offering his steak to Andre Reed walking through the parking lots. Every do the same thing, and nobody bites. No pun intended. Do you have any advice on him on how to boost his confidence for trying to get maybe 50 when he walks through, Stevie Johnson, you guys, on how to get some good food? Because he makes pretty good food. So, Jesse, I hope you're listening. Thanks, guys. Look forward to your only say. Go Bills.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for the call. I don't really have any advice on that. I mean, usually just if you're selling food, just, you know, promote it.
That's free samples.
Free samples at a mall is usually a good idea. That's usually all I got there.
That's probably what it is. People don't feel like paying for anything.
That's also true.
It's probably what it is.
On the roster, though, I go back and forth with the wide receiver train, adding always on offense. It is an offensive league first. It is a quarterback league first. I don't disagree with that, especially in the modern day. But this is something I was talking about in the offseason of the talent issue. I said in the first segment, I can't entirely blame the secondary problems this offseason on Bean. They did try to address it in multiple different ways of bringing in a number of veterans. They also had a number of draft picks. It just sucks that a lot of these guys are getting hurt. They can't really plan for that. The problem is, though, you were back to drafting a cornerback in round one because the Elam pick was such a disaster, and it was such a miss, and that's why you're right back there. I will say, though, in terms of the overall talent, it does feel that way, that a lot of their picks are just pretty good guys. Now, this year, some of the early signs are pretty nice on Deion Walker and Jackson Hawes. The early signs there are very nice, but that's, again, a fourth and a fifth-round pick, where your second-round pick in TJ Sanders, who you traded up for, could be trending towards a healthy and active. Landon Jackson finally got his first game day jersey, and ultimately I don't really think did anything.
Played 15 snaps, got zero on the box score.
So he did play some defensive snaps, but didn't really do anything. I will say the Bills have built a great O-line. They maybe don't necessarily have any of that star power. You know, you don't have necessarily a Penei Sewell or a Lane Johnson, stuff like that, where you're like, yep, all pro guy right there, and it, you know, the rest of the line fills out. It's a bunch of really good guys with great team chemistry. And Dalton Kincaid is maybe really developing into something. James Cook, I think, absolutely is a hit. I think he's a hit. He's a star. And maybe even trending towards an all-pro year. And I was a little aggressive the night of the game or wrapping up the game and talking about it was just joshing out a bunch of guys. But, yeah, it's a lot of, like, okay, good players. And there's very few great players on the team. I will say, though, looking around the rest of the AFC, there are a lot of shaky rosters.
Everyone's flawed.
The NFC, though, is where you do look at and you see just so much star power.
There's a little bit more of a terrifying punch to the NFC. Our own Sal Capaccio, the host of this show, primarily, he tweeted out something earlier today saying it was the red wedding for a lot of the Super Bowl favorites, and the Lions survived.
Yeah, they were one of like the only six teams.
And I do love how well Sal put the thought into that tweet because Lannisters, the lion is the crest.
There we go.
That's a banger tweet right there.
But yeah, so on that, I mean, Bills lost, Lions won, Packers on the bye, Eagles lost, Chiefs lost, Ravens lost, Rams lost. And each of those teams, you look right there, all have pretty glaring issues. The Chiefs just seemingly cannot get out of their own way, and they're losing games they won last year. They're 0-3 in one-score games. The Ravens, I think many people would be surprised, are still up there now being at 1-4 with how ravaged they are by defensive injuries. But even, I think many of us are sitting here going, cool, but even when they were healthy, the Bills put up 40 on them or 41 on them. They really didn't seem to have much of a struggle once the game got going. Rams, their secondary is horrific. Kendrick Bourne went 10 catches for over 140 yards off 11 targets. That's Kendrick Bourne with Mac Jones throwing the football. That secondary is horrific. Eagles, their offense seems genuinely broken. And maybe it's an OC who's calling plays for the first time in his career. Maybe it's the chemistry with the players. Don't really know.
I really think it's just the OC never calling plays in his career.
But to be fair, they did win the Super Bowl last year, so they do have some benefit of the doubt, at least with me.
Not with the offense.
Not with the offense.
Because the way it looked last year versus the way it looks this year,
very different.
If I'm with like WIP down there, like I'm probably fielding calls left, right, and center about this dude's never called plays before, and it shows.
Packers started wonderfully, 2-0, and they look like a wagon.
Hair on fire.
They then lost to Cleveland, and they tied with Dallas.
Everything else is on fire.
Lions, I think, is maybe the best team in football right now. And they don't really – I mean, but they're also picking up injuries in their secondary. Taron Arnold, I saw, was going to be out long-term, and then I think they had another secondary player who's out for a little while as well, so they might be picking up injuries again. It's just – there are a lot of flawed teams, funny enough, in both the NFL and college football. Like, there doesn't seem to really be a super team that you're just like, I just don't know how people are going to get past them. It makes the parity level of the NFL a lot more fun because there seems to actually be parity in the NFL. We'll see, though, if that rings true come, you know, December and January. The Bills are going to absolutely be there, though. Again, I've said it multiple times. They're as good as going to the bank. They're going to be 11 to 13 wins. I think they're still going to win the AFC East even after losing New England. We'll see, though. They got Atlanta coming up on Monday Night Football. Very talented team, but very, very inconsistent team. They put up a big old donut against Carolina.
Against Carolina, a team that New England stomped, and Miami should have beaten.
Up 17-0. Tough.
Who else smacked around Carolina this year? Someone else already did it, too.
Probably a few teams.
I need to look at it. Give me a second.
All right, let's go to the phones while you're doing that. Rich is up next. Rich, how we doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Couple things. I probably have more than a couple things, but I'll try to keep it brief. I keep hearing stuff about, well, we got to protect Josh, and we don't need sugar high Josh, like the one gentleman just spoke about. And we don't need sugar high Josh. But I'll tell you what, against Atlanta and the way that our defense is looking, we're going to need Superman to get to the bye at 5-1. And I watched last night, and I watched two franchise $40 million contracts laying it on the line, running, not sliding, not doing anything, running over, trying to run over or run through guys, smart or not smart. These guys were hungry, and they wanted to win. And then I hear, well, we can't get that deep ball because it's the way people are playing us. And then I see two teams last night doing the deep ball. So either we got a GM problem because we don't have the talent in here, or we have an OC problem because he's just way too conservative. One more point, guys. We got to trade for – I heard you talking about it. We got to trade for a corner. We cannot keep Lyon and Trey White up there. And if we got to give up a one or a two to get the best cornerback on the worst team into our house, we need to do it by the bye so that we can work this guy in or before the bye. Trey White's a tire fire, man. And on the Rasul Douglas trade that looks so good, I read some interviews by Rasul Douglas, and he basically said those stud safeties we had back there when he came in told him exactly where to be, and that's why he was picking up interceptions. Now we got these two young guys back there, and one of them plays 20 yards back.
Yeah, no,
it's a big circle of it's either screw ups or not enough experience or. Sound like a frustrated guy? I guess I am.
No, Rich, totally get it, man. Thanks for the call.
Welcome to a week of a loss.
I will say I'm not trading a first-round pick for a corner after just drafting a corner with a first-round pick. I'm not doing that.
Correct, because there's also a massive contract on the other side of the football.
And you're not
on the other side.
You're not going to need to do that to survive. That's my thing. Every team's going to have issues. It's which ones can you hide? I think they can hide the secondary if they do make a not a massive move, but a move for a corner. I don't think they need to do anything crazy. I think as well for the offense, if you want to make a small move there, someone like Rashid Shaheed, adding speed to the offense in the receiver room that they really don't have it. Again, you did mention, though, the two high safeties. I'm watching two teams last night, throwing the deep ball. Yeah, they're not the Bills. And the Chiefs have had a real struggle on offense all year. Throwing the deep ball. The Tyquan Thornton one, I'm sorry. That's a pick if you can find the ball, number three.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good pass. It's not something I'm writing home about.
Yeah.
Now, Trevor Lawrence, deep to Etienne, is gorgeous, beautiful. They're also trying to get down the field. The Bills, when they've needed to get down the field, have been able to open up with Prida and defense, but throughout the game, no, it's been much better for them to just dip and dunk, take what the defense is giving them. My only issue on Sunday night with the offense was obviously the turnovers, but then I felt like Kincaid should have been playing more. That was my thing. He's right around 50% on average his snap count this year. I felt like Sunday night, was an example of he should have been playing more. He was your best man beater, and that was his best game as a receiver by a good bit. And it's not to say anything disrespectful how he's been even this year, but just he was a menace. He was a problem for New England to deal with, and it felt like that should have been a game where he had 9-10 targets because that's what he was justifying. He should have been the Bill Stephon Diggs on Sunday night, and it just never materialized into that.
And the last thing for me, we got to hit a break. The thing that really is my frustration with the offense, the big thing is you didn't get it done in the run game either, though. So it causes for you do have to throw the football. The script is dictating that we have to do this. But now you see, when the balance is off, now things could get a little screwy.
Mm-hmm.
As football works, this is not a Joe Brady thing. This is not a exclusive thing for the Bills. If the balance is thrown off, things can get screwy.
And also, speaking of balance, too, don't take double-digit penalties for a second week in a row. That might help the balance and the rhythm of the offense keep going.
That's also a big deal.
That's why I don't want to totally blame Sean Hockley's crew. This is 2 weeks in a row they've taken double-digit penalties.
Yeah, it's not an accident when you do it twice.
Getting connected to our fans, and we'll keep doing that as we continue on, is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. 803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on the
show. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR. Tailgate Trivia is back, presented by Total Sports Enterprise Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merch. It's courtesy of TSE Buffalo. Hour number one rolls along here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on a rainy Tuesday. Today's show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We've got our top five primetime performers coming up at the top of the hour. A very good week, not just in football. Got some baseball as well. Hockey starts tonight. 5 p.m. start. Florida, Chicago.
I have thoughts about that.
Personally? Kind of all for it. If you're going to the game or you're from Chicago and it's going to be 4 o'clock for you, kind of sucks.
Just push it back an hour.
Six o'clock might have been like the perfect start time.
Because on the East Coast, it's rush hour.
Yeah, you're in your car driving home from work,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, there's a very good chance of that.
Like, that's – like, push it back an hour. That's – I mean, I'm getting nitpicky about – the league that raises my blood pressure, but, you know, it is what it is.
3 games tonight. Sabres, though, won't get going until Thursday at home against the Rangers. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton on that Thursday. We'll also be talking to Mike Rose, Batavia Daily, tomorrow at 10:30 for, you know, some Bills action, of course, but also a report from Pete Thamel today. John Mateer, Oklahoma quarterback, pushing to play this week, the Red River, this Saturday in Dallas against Texas.
So that's raising your blood pressure.
Yeah, me and Mike met at Bills training camp. He's an Oklahoma fan. I'm a Texas fan. So we'll get a little Red River and some Bills talk tomorrow at 10:30.
So I should run this and then ask you two the questions?
Yeah, right. We'll just talk Texas totally going to 3-3. Let's get to the phones again real quick here. David is up next. David, how we doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're hanging.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, look, like, totally get the injuries, totally get the roster stuff, but it kind of feels like nobody's really having the Bobby Babbage conversation, right? Like, we had lots of injuries with Leslie Frazier, and the defense never looked like this. So, I don't know. I don't know how much coaching is playing into this. It certainly feels like at least a little bit, but they have to make some changes. This has been 2 years of the same thing.
David, thanks for the call. I get it because I was kind of here week one. Leslie Frazier and even the year McDermott had it, they had elite talent at the safeties. They had some elite corner talent.
Even with the injuries, there was either Jordan Poyer or Micah Hyde always back there. And this is nothing against Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop. I have plenty of things I can pick about their games, but this is not one of them. Neither of them is Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer. It's a talent issue.
And at least, yeah, and at least for this year too, we really have just not seen what this what they even want the defense to remotely look like yet this season with the Hoyt and Ogunjobi injuries. You know, it does bear mentioning. I know it's a PFF grade, but it's kind of the one thing you can really get in terms of this stuff. They're not a very good run defending team. But Michael Hoyt, they brought in. He was a top 10 PFF graded run defender at his position. And he's a versatile defender that I think they have a lot of ideas to use with him, maybe not putting Joey Bosa in so many situations where he maybe arguably shouldn't be out there.
And allow him to just pin his ear back and tee off.
Maybe more of the pass rushing specialist. They maybe haven't had the time or really the bodies to justify that.
And that includes your third round pick only getting his first game.
I will say, though, we're probably not that far off from having the Bobby Babbage conversation anyways. He has not really been...
Get all your guys back and we still have the same problems?
Right.
That conversation gets ramped up to 11.
I think we are getting close to that, though.
We are getting close to it.
Because David is right. Through 2 years, it's not like the defense has become a calling. If anything, it has been a real massive negative to this team, and it does not fall at McDermott's door. Like, Bobby Babbage is the defensive coordinator, and he is calling the plays.
And that is typically the thing, is that the defense has been around like the top 15 as a unit throughout McDermott's entire tenure. There's like 1 year where there's a dip, but that's the year that they have injuries to both Hyde and Poyer. Hyde's out for the year. Poyer misses a couple of games or drives to Kansas City because he can't fly. Makes the start anyway. But, yeah, it's never been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. It's looking like it's a bit of a problem.
It might become a problem. Primetime Performers coming up after the break, 803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on the show. We'll also get some hockey talk and baseball talk in as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.